With all things Montana sports on the Northern News Network, I'm Ken Edelblue. The Bobcat Club, the fundraising arm for Montana State Athletics, held a social in Billings on Wednesday. On hand was MSU head football coach Brent Vegan. Took some time to talk about the excitement of seeing so many Bobcats with the chance to extend their playing careers.
You want your guys to play football as long as they can. You know, for some, that's going to be the end of college, and for some, there's going to be opportunities beyond that. So, you know, when you look at the opportunities now that Tommy got getting drafted by the Raiders, and then Marcus and Brody getting mini camp opportunities, I think they maybe deserve more than that, but that's the foot in the door they need.
Vegan also mentioned punter Brendan Hall's mini camp opportunity with Green Bay. Vegan says the potential for Tommy Mellott to play for the Raiders and Marcus Weir and Brody Grebe at Seattle and Minnesota, respectively, is part of a bigger plan.
Yeah, it's my hope. Come the fall, we have 7, 8, maybe 9 guys in camps, and that's just a testament to our guys' hard work. And, you know, I think the development of our program, you know, has allowed them to, you know, put them in this position.
In the future, we will hear more from Coach Vegan, along with other attendees at the social. Bobcat women's and men's basketball head coaches Tricia Benford and Matt Logie, and athletic director Leon Costello. The Bobcat Club has a few more stops as part of the tour, including Haver and Conrad on May 14th, Kalispell on May 15th, and May 16th in Polson and Missoula. For more information, go to MSUBobcatClub.com.
Hey, Colder, have you tried that place in Bozeman, the Sapphire Motel?
There this week.
Friendly front staff, parking right in front of my room, modern amenities, and budget-friendly with that ag rate.
Ag rate?
Yeah, the ag rate at the Sapphire Motel, a discounted rate for ag folks attending conferences, 4-H, or other events in Bozeman, close to I-90, downtown, and Montana State.
Go Cats, and a go on that ag rate.
The Sapphire Motel, down-home comfort and a classic motor inn, 310 North 7th in Bozeman.
Montana's Electric Cooperatives would like to say thank you to all of their members who took the time to reach out to their state senators and representatives in support of House Bill 490, the co-op's wildfire liability bill. Because of the hard work put in by the state's electric cooperatives and by you, the members, House Bill 490 has passed both the House and the Senate and now awaits the governor's signature. On behalf of Montana's electric cooperatives, thank you to everyone who contacted their legislators to help pass House Bill 490.
The 4th Annual Wyoming Community Foundation Open Chess Tournament is taking place in Sheridan, Wyoming this weekend. Brian Keel is the president of the Sheridan Chess Association.
We have players coming from all over the United States. Everyone is guaranteed 5 games. We have literally some of the world's best players coming. And then we also have people who have never played in a tournament before, and this will be their first time.
This evening is for elite competitors, while Saturday and Sunday will feature all the players competing. Players can still register at SheridanChess.com. With all things Montana sports, Ken Edelblue, Northern News Network.